Hey everyone, welcome to Recovery Rocks. This episode is sponsored by the folks at Sour Humanoid Vinegar.
And
when I say the folks, I mean my partner who just started this amazing vinegar brand. Sour Humanoid is designed for cooking, created by a New York City sommelier who got sober after working at Michelin-starred restaurants and curating award-winning wine lists. This vinegar is an excellent way to make any meal special with very little effort. Check out some of the easy recipes at sourhumanoid.com. And we've had Nick on an episode before. He's, you know, a fellow sober entrepreneur, and we're excited to have Sour Humanoid sponsor this episode.
It's an amazing story, and I will give a brief testimonial just because I don't cook, but I have sent Sour Humanoid gift packs as gifts over the holidays to a couple of my friends who are big cooks, and it got rave reviews. So user tested, customer tested. And all thumbs up.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I have a very, very exciting announcement. We're back.
We're back
together.
Baby.
This is giving me like, guess who's back? Back again.
Shady's back.
Exactly.
Tell a friend. Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah. So M&M, this episode sponsored by M&M. No, it's been so like we've each had so much going on this, you know, second half of 2022. So I think one of the great perks of having a partner in this is that, you know, we kind of shared.
Yeah.
We shared this and like you picked up when I couldn't and I picked up when you couldn't and we help each other out. So
yes.
Glad we're back.
Yes. Yes. Thrilled to be back. And yes. We're back. Just in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Just in time. What do you have planned for the holidays this year?
This year, it's going to be quiet. You know, we're mm-hmm. in California and my family is in New Jersey. But we're not going to travel out there. We're going to go to Santa Fe, actually. We'll be in Santa Fe for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And, but other than that, then we're coming back here, because I, you know, it's just a little crazy and I had to, this is like a really, you know, it's been so long with COVID. My family always does this big, like 40 person, my dad's whole side of the family get together at my brother's house. And because of COVID, it's all been, you know, we haven't had like the big one in a long time. And this year is going to be the first big one since COVID. And, you know, I had a bunch of questions like from family. Are you going to, you know, you're going to be there, right? We're going to see you at Thanksgiving, right? And I just had to be like, no, actually, mm-hmm. we're not going to travel because it's just a really rough time of year. It's too stressful to try and do that. So I'm going, you know, and we'll talk about this more, but I go back to New Jersey at least like once a month and I'm not going to, you know, it would just be, I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm dreading it, the travel and stressed out and all of it. So I'm sort of taking us out of the equation on that mm-hmm. one. And it meant, you know, saying no is using that no is a complete sentence, right? You're going to be here. No, I'm not. We're not going to be able to make it. It's not a negotiation.
Yeah. And it's like not a no, I'm sorry. It's just, no, we're not, you know.
Right. I wish I could. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This, so everything you just described is boundaries.
Yes. Yes.
You put up boundaries. There's this really good quote. I can't remember who said it, and I'm going to kind of butcher it, but it was like, boundaries allow me to love you and me at the same time.
Oh, I love that.
It sounds much better, the original version, but that just, that
I
really,
love that.
That really stuck with me of like, you don't want to compromise your mental health. Just travel in general is exhausting, but holiday travel, you've already, you know, you've had
I'll
quite
have
a year.
I've been there 2 weeks before.
Yeah, there's no reason. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I feel like, wow, like I've gotten to the point where I don't even think twice about it. I mean, it's mm-hmm. taken a lot of years. You know,
to set a boundary, you said
yeah,
not think twice
like,
about
this is not, I mean, I know I've told this story before, this little holiday chestnut. My first Thanksgiving sober, we're having our big get together with family, and I've been sober like 7 months, and I really wasn't sure I wanted to go, but my family on my dad's side, not big drinkers. So it wasn't going to be like some booze fest, but, you know, just all the intensity and, you know, people knew I had been in detox, and that was fine. I was totally fine. I just didn't really feel like talking about it all day with everybody. Yeah. But I went because I felt like I should. And I went with my parents, you know, and this is, you know, all what ended up happening was I was carrying the green bean casserole with the French's onion, mm-hmm. you know,
the strings,
the little onion strings, and the, you know, it was the cream of mushroom soup casserole with the green beans. And I was carrying it up the back stairs at my cousin's house, and I slipped on some ice and I fell like a rock onto my back. And I remember the look on my parents' faces, just like, oh no, not, you know, because they knew it was hard for me. And I was like, I'm okay, I got this. But it sort of set the whole tone. And by like, you know, an hour into it, I was locked in a bathroom calling my sponsor.
Okay. So, well, two questions. What happened to the casserole, and did you injure yourself?
The casserole slid right down on like the ice. The casserole landed in an upright position in its plate. And yeah, so it was not injured. It could have been so much worse, but I had a massive bruise, like my ass and like up it, you know, into my, like the bottom of my back. Ugh. Yeah. And so part of that and part of my, like, you know, feeling, we talk about the emotional hangover that comes with the holidays, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, every little bit. That's why there's so much you can't control about the holidays and how people are going to behave and what's going to happen and what's going to be whatever, that, you know, anything I feel like it's important to maximize like our well-being going into it. Because you just don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, you want to also pick and choose where you decide to engage and how you do. Right. What about you?
That's such a good point of, you know, like you were apprehensive to even go in general. You felt obligated. The worst possible thing that could have happened.
It
could have been worse, but like falling on ice on your back is horrible. Like
on the concrete steps. Steps.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
But you called your sponsor. So like, I think that's the nugget here is like for listeners is like, have someone you can call or text.
Oh yeah. Don't do it alone. I would bookend. I called her before I went. And then I planned on calling her after. I did not realize I'd need to call her during.
During.
That was fine, too. Yeah, I bookend calls. I definitely, in early recovery, bookended, like, going anywhere. It was just really helpful. And holiday time, for sure.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, that's a good practice, obviously, for the holidays. But, you know, for your first date, for your first social interaction, right. Your first work happy hour where you're not partaking in drinks, like, all of these sober firsts, you need to have somebody you can call, bookend calls, text,
yeah,
tweet.
I mean, we never have to do this alone, and you know, there's no like medal for toughing it out. You know,
oh my god, so. That's such a good point. And it's like, and maybe like listening to a meditation in your car before you go in.
Yes.
Or
going into the bathroom and meditating for 5 like minutes
or whatever you need.
Some room somewhere and just being able to center. Yeah. What are you doing?
So this, our fall winter is kind of up in the air. Cause you know, we're in the middle of moving to a larger apartment. So we don't know if we will I don't think we're going to be all settled in for the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's probably going to be pretty low key for us. We're definitely not traveling.
Yeah.
I know that we're not traveling. And you know what? But like our big tradition is Nick and I like to host a dinner party, like right. a really a lavish dinner party. Like, you know, Nick, he's a fabulous chef. He makes, I mean, the most incredible dishes, everything from scratch, bakes, he cooks, he does it all. We have friends over, we play games, and it's a whole, you know, it's a whole thing. So that's really important to us. So we're hoping that we can be settled into our apartment to at least have that this year.
Yeah.
But it might be a January, February dinner party / housewarming. I don't know. So it's, and you know, honestly, for the holidays, you know, he has a vinegar business, so it's going to mm-hmm. be really busy for him. Hopefully it's right. going to be busy for him because yeah. people are going to order a bunch of sour humanoid vinegar.
It will be.
And then with me, we're, you know, with working on book edits and stuff. So there's just not really a way to,
yeah.
to squeeze well, in a trip. And, yeah. I didn't like you said that you had the conversation with your family of like, not going to make it. I think my family just like, assumed that we were out of yeah. commission this year.
Well, and that goes to something that I think is really great about what you have done over the years, you and Nick, which is make your own traditions.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't have to be what it's always been.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, you know, I love hosting events. Nick loves cooking. So for us, it's a really fun way to express love to our friends. But I will say yeah. like not an official holiday thing, but my mom graduates college the first weekend of December.
That is so amazing.
I know. So Nick and I are going to go back to Waco for a few days. And I'm just so excited to, you know, watch her cross the stage. And
oh my God,
like those stories of people doing something later in life are way more inspiring to me than like 30 under 30. Like, okay, like whatever. Yeah. Like, let's yeah. talk about my mom starting college at 55, not going back to college, right. literally starting college at 55. Like,
just that incredible. That is
so incredible to me. So, that, you know, it's the beginning of December. So I'm glad that I'll be able to see my family for, you know, for a few days there, but it's not necessarily going to be holiday themed.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like during, I feel like the whole, from Thanksgiving until January 1st, like, I feel like it's all holiday all the time.
It is. It's holiday vibes. So, and it's going to be, you know, holiday or December in Texas. So I don't even need to bring a coat.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are your for people who are, you know, going to be going places or whatever, being in parties or bringing gift, what are some of your favorite zero proof? You know, like I could see totally normal, you know, if you're invited to some party at somebody's house, a tree trimming thing or a yeah. Hanukkah thing. What I think it would be a really cool thing to bring a zero proof bottle, if that's something you're interested in, but also as a gift, as a, you know. Mm. Is there any favorite of yours lately?
I love this question. You know, talking about non-alcoholic drinks is one of my favorite topics. There's like sober sex and dating and then non-alcoholic drinks. I am really into DeSoi, D-E yes. space S-O-I. That's Katy Perry's non-alcoholic drink brand. It is a sparkling NA aperitif, which is delicious. A couple different flavors. And I think my favorite I've talked about, Shirley, is they have delicious non-alcoholic wines, rosés, champagnes. You can get it in cans. You can get it in bottles. I like to have the cans around the house just to have, you know, my own drink. But if I go somewhere, I like to bring a bottle because it's a nice gesture. Like when you go to someone's house, it's nice to bring a bottle of wine, you know? So it's like, you can still keep that ritual going. Thank you for inviting me to your holiday party. Here's some NA Rosé.
That's right. Like, I love that. And I will also say, for just to throw in for anybody who is like, for me, I can't do, NA wine or champagne because it just feels too much like the real thing, right? But I do love NA drinks that taste nothing like what I used to drink when I drank. So, for instance, like I love Figlia, which is, you know, this kind of Italian aperitif thing that doesn't taste like anything I've ever tasted. So does, I don't find it triggering at all. And I also love Three Spirits.
Yes, I'm glad you brought up Three Spirit, those really delicious botanical extracts, three different flavors. And if you're listening and you do want to explore this, go to my website. We'll link it in the show notes, but I have a bunch of affiliate links so you can try all these drinks with like 10, 15, 20% off.
Oh, yes. Good point.
Three Spirit is actually a really good idea to bring to a party because even if people drink, it can still be a mixer, you know, like they can still mix it with something, but you still have something that you can enjoy that's nuanced with yummy flavors.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So next question.
Are you interviewing me?
Apparently I am. No, I just have questions. Inevitably, a lot of people will have to be around people they haven't seen in a long time or that they're not looking forward to seeing, whether it's, you know, whatever, family stuff, political stuff. There's all kinds of stuff. How do you deal with, and I can answer that too, like how do you deal with somebody who it's difficult for you to celebrate around?
Oh, what a good question. I mean, and as the world continues to grow and the world is becoming more polarized, holidays are even more difficult, even if you're not sober, you know, but then you add in the political climate, you add in your recovery or sober curiosity, and it can be tough. I mean, I think the most important part with, you know, staying sober for the holidays during that tough climate is, like we were saying earlier, establishing boundaries, knowing what you won't discuss, knowing what you don't, but like, you know, I'm not going to go there. Something that yoga teaches me is, you know, you take a breath before each movement. So if you're feeling triggered by a political conversation and you want to go off, take a couple deep breaths, maybe go to the bathroom, take a couple deep breaths. I promise just like resetting and getting back to homeostasis will calm you a little bit and you can just do your best to change the subject, bring up another topic. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to think of it as I sort of put like almost like a screen down in front of me that's going to deflect what I know is going to be an annoying comment or an annoying conversation, so that I'm not fully taking it in because I'll take it personally or I'm like, this is a person whose opinion I don't really care for or value, or this is a person I'm not going to let make me feel bad or whatever it is. I'm not interested in arguing today. I'm not, whatever. And I think of the thing in 12 step, which is called restraint of pen and tongue. And before it only made me think of it with what you were saying, which is so smart. Because in 12 step, restraint of pen and tongue is asking yourself, does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? And does it need to be said by me right now? And those are all questions I think, you know, I try to use them every day. You know, particularly in the context of the holidays and, you know, when you're going to be face to face with a lot of situations that you might not want to be faced with.
That's such a good point. A, politically, but also B, talking about the sobriety angle or being sober curious. If you're around your family or your college friends or your hometown friends, and there's a lot of peer pressure to drink during the holidays, and it can be really difficult to say no thank you. You and I have been saying no thank you for a while now. So it is a muscle that we have flexed for years. But for someone who's newly sober or trying a dry month or, on their own sober curious journey, going home to your old drinking buddies can be very triggering, and you don't want to be like the weirdo who's not drinking. But if there are some friends and family that you want to spend time with, suggest like going to get coffee or going for a walk, going shopping, doing things that don't center around alcohol. And you can still socialize during the holidays, just keeping alcohol off the table. And if anyone's being a jerk and pressuring you, I mean, bye.
No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. They're not looking out for your interest in that. For sure. Yeah. And I have to say, like, I have not done anything on New Year's Eve for I don't know how many years. And I love not making plans on New Year's Eve, like being home 2 o'clock in the afternoon, pajamas, like that's it. Like hanging.
That's my love language, Lisa.
Right. And then, you know, we used to say, you know, we called it amateur night. Right. Because, you know, if that was your big party night, you know, you were an amateur. And just letting the amateurs at it. And there is, I have to say, I always love every morning I wake up like, thank you, grateful that I woke up without having had a drink the night before. But New Year's Day, there is something that is just so kick ass about being like, I'm sober and it is New Year's Day. And for all the times I woke up miserable, sick, embarrassed, not knowing where I was, whatever it was.
Like, waking up next to a stranger. Yes. What the hell did I do last night? Who the hell did I do last night?
Looking through the mail to figure that out. If you could find some. Yeah. All those things. But to be like, there is something that feels really good about that.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I wasn't even thinking about New Year's Eve. You know, one of my favorite New Year's Eve traditions since I got sober is making a, you know, like a collage of I want the next year to look like. So I, you know, I get physical. I get a physical poster board, magazines, paper, glue. Like I get all into it and I make a collage of what I want or maybe what I'm grateful for or, you know, whatever, whatever strikes you. And that could be a fun thing that you do with your partner. You have a couple friends over, maybe, you know, you can still be social, drink those NA drinks that we were talking about and just, you know, talk about what you want out of life and what you want to, what, you know, I'm like super goal oriented. So that's fun for me. But it could also be a fun practice in gratitude of like reflecting on the year that you just had. Like, what was 2022 like?
Yeah.
You know, like
it was rough for us. It's a rough year.
It's been a rough year. Absolutely. So, you know,
it's been the Hierophant year.
Ooh. Okay. Tarot queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I like to throw that out there. If you're like future goal oriented.
Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. It's the lovers.
Is it the lovers?
It's the lovers year, looking in the mirror, the reflection. And next year is the Chariot.
Okay.
That's big.
I pulled something the other day that said something about the Chariot, but I can't remember.
You pull the Chariot a lot.
I do. What does that mean?
It means you're getting ready to put some things down and move on to the next. You're ready on to leave to behind what doesn't serve you anymore. And that's what 2023 is in tarot. It's a Chariot year.
I mean, that's when my book comes out.
Yes. What's the exact date?
September of 23. So
yes.
Stay tuned.
And we'll talk more about that too.
What are some holiday tunes? I mean, we started the episode talking about Eminem.
Yes.
So yeah. He should release a Christmas album. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I would be there. I'd be there for that. You know me, I grew up in Jersey. So it's always Bruce, the Santa Claus coming to town. Like that's the holiday music.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, for some reason, I was thinking about Holiday from Madonna.
Okay.
Even though it's totally not like, it's like any holiday.
I'm thinking of, obviously, War is Over, John Lennon, but yeah. Melissa Etheridge did a really good cover of that about 15, 20 nice. Years ago. Gorgeous. You know, that's such a difficult song to cover, but she nailed it and really made it her own.
Yeah. And you know what? I just, for some reason, it occurred to me last year around this time, I watched that Robert Downey Jr. movie, Home for the Holidays,
mm-hmm.
with him and Holly Hunter.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, total raging addict and everything's out of control. And but it's a comedy. And I love that movie. I love that movie.
There's a
have you watched it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah. You would like it. You should watch it.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie. Let's just be real.
Okay. I can't say the same, but okay.
You know, she is a millennial icon. Feel like I grew up with her, and she has a Christmas movie coming out on Netflix. So, and I'm not really a big Christmas movie person, but I'm a Lindsay Lohan person.
Yes. Well, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's interesting. Is it going to be on, is it a theater thing?
No, it's on Netflix. It's like,
have you been going to theaters?
No, I've not. I can't tell you the last movie I saw in a theater. I mean, it was definitely pre-pandemic. I know that.
Yeah. Mine was Knives Out. That was the last one.
Okay. So that was what? That was 19?
Yes.
2019?
That was 19 because I was here.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody. Any questions, any thoughts you have about the holidays? And, you know, don't do it alone. We should never have to do it alone. It is so much easier. And you truly are never alone. So,
yes. Even if you feel like you're alone and you don't have a support group or you don't have an accountability friend you can call or text, find a sober Facebook group. I swear there's someone in there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of sober Facebook groups.
Oh, there's so many. Yeah.
I mean, you'll find someone that wants to be your accountability buddy that way. I mean, that's a more modern support group, you know, like it's another way.
I would plug She Recovers for that. If you go to the She Recovers Facebook page, you will see She Recovers Together. And there's online. That's another thing is like, hit the online support all through the holidays. She Recovers has 2 a day. Mm-hmm. And also just there's always people supporting each other in a really great way in that Facebook group.
Absolutely. And Sober Black Girls Club.
Yep.
They do meetings. There's tons of resources out there. If you haven't found your community yet, I promise you they're online. That's where Lisa and I met. So if we're a testimony, we literally met on Instagram. So, and look at us now.
Here we are.
All right. Happy holidays. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. You can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.